Oscar. Okay. We are also missing Dottie, Byron. Hi, Oscar.
Hi.
How are you?
Good morning, good afternoon.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Who's not here? Is Mohammed here? He's not here. Okay. Dottie's here, but she's not here. Byron, Dottie's here now. Byron's disappeared. And so that's Dottie, Byron, Oscar, Palos, Vika, you, Andre. Who's the third? Johanny. Johanny. Nash. Yeah. Okay. We're about ready.
Excellent.
Oscar, do you have a copy of Bart's email with the agenda?
Yes, the one that was sent
hours
ago.
Yeah.
Excuse me,
yeah.
Hit operator.
Hello.
This conference should be recorded. When do you want me to start the recording?
Now is fine.
I should start it now, yeah?
Thank you.
Just stay with me a moment, please.
Okay.
Yes, Chris, I have that email.
Thanks, Oscar. Okay. Well, in that case, we'll get started. I think everybody is here. Good. All right. Just on a logistical... Oh, no, Gianna's not here. That's who's missing. I knew someone was missing. Which is... yes, well, okay. Just on a logistical issue before we do start. I have... Gianna and I both have to be at 5 o'clock in a meeting with ICANN to talk about the Chinese IDN. So if we are still going... at 5 o'clock, if it's all right with you, all I have asked Byron if he will take the chair for the last part of the meeting. I'm hopeful that we'll be finished, but if we're not, if that's okay with everybody, this is the only time that we were able to fix this meeting. Okay, so number one on the agenda is the approval of minutes and actions from the council call on the 13th of October, which was such a short time ago that I'm not entirely sure that we've done the actions. Gabby, do we have an actions list somewhere or there was an actions list? All right, so we need to approve those. The minutes have been sent out, and I think there's no problem approving the minutes. And the actions list has also been sent out, and there shouldn't be a problem approving that. It's just a question of whether we want to go through the actions, but let's not do that. No, that's fine. I think we can approve it. Okay. Bart's provided us with this. Bart Gabby provided us with this very useful list of items that we need to deal with, together with some commentary, which is very helpful. Item number two on the agenda is redirection or wildcards or whatever you want to call it, synthesis or something. Next steps. My suggestion, given that we've had the presentations from Steve Crocker and from Ram, given that there's clearly a view amongst the members, some of the members, that they have that have wildcards or redirection, that they have their reasons for doing so, etc. Given that I don't particularly want us to set up yet another working group if we can possibly avoid it at this stage, I'm wondering whether it would be acceptable for us to form a sort of study group. And perhaps led by Youngham, given the career situation, to actually go and find out as much information as possible to test what's being put forward by the Security and Stability Advisory Committee, that what they are saying is correct, to perhaps outreach to those CCTLDs who do currently wildcard, and ask them if they would be prepared to provide information as to why they do, And then that study group would then be able to report back to us with a level of information that might make it easier for us to actually take a next step. Does anybody want to say anything about that? Youngham.
Since you mentioned a group, it being a group, I would like some mechanism of asking for volunteers for the group.
Yes, we would say, well, we'll just put a call out to say, look, we're putting together an ad hoc study group on wildcards who'd like to be on it. And we'd ask, you know, Steve and or Ram to assist. Anybody else? Is everyone reasonably comfortable with that as a sort of way forwards for now? Can I take it that given that no one's objecting that's okay? Patricia?
Besides the name, what's the difference between a study group and a working group?
Well, the working groups are governed by our bylaws, and we have to have charters and stuff like that. This is just effectively getting a small group of people together and asking them to go out and find out as much information as they can quickly and without formal reporting. They don't have to do a report at every teleconference that we have and so on and so forth. Okay? All right, so I don't think we... I'm sorry, yes, Hiro.
May I make it clear that is this a study group going to summarize the ESSEC report from the CCTLD viewpoint?
Yes.
And make, for example, an educational report to the CCTLD?
Yes. Okay. Yes. That's an excellent way of putting it. Right. And that's what it should be doing. Okay, and Bart's got that written down, hopefully. Leslie.
And is the assumption then that we consider that in Nairobi with a view to formulating a response to the board? Because
yes.
That was how this item originated.
Yes, I think so. I mean, assuming I wouldn't want to put a hard stop on it and say one hopes that by Nairobi there would be something that we could then report on.
Okay. So is it the task of this informal group to develop a draft answer, or are we going to do that in Nairobi?
I think we would do that in Nairobi.
Okay, thank you.
Youngham.
I don't know if we can call it an answer because I think what the study group is supposed to do is do a study and not maybe provide an answer, but just give the board information.
Wrong word. A response.
A response, yeah. Okay. Patricia.
I'm a bit confused about the first part that you mentioned, that this study group should, first of all, try to decide whether what the Security and Stability Advisory Committee is saying is right or not. I think that we're part of the ICANN structure, and ICANN has this group of... very high technical competence that has studied this matter and has issued very well-founded reports arguing for the wildcards not to be permitted. I think that if we were to try to decide whether that's right or wrong, we should do it with in a very serious way and put together a committee of experts of similar competence. And I'm not sure that we want to go into that.
So that's probably just my sloppy wording. What I really mean is that is to analyse what they've said in some detail, ask them questions, get clarity around the issues, talk to them, make sure that we actually understand exactly what it is that they are saying. And that it makes sense to us, so that we reach a level of understanding, not that we can then say, you know, they're wrong or they're right. Andre?
Yeah, I just don't think we need such level of expert, because I don't think we will say that their findings are wrong. What we are looking for is to look from the CCNSO perspective or CCTLD perspective and add something that they didn't consider, like the other arguments that have, for example, that KR and the others... I believe that would be the purpose of the study group.
Dottie?
When I say it's easier, I don't mean it's easier. Can someone read exactly the exact wording of the directive from the board to us?
Yeah, we can look that up. While we're looking that up, do we have any other questions or comments on this? So what I'm going to suggest we do, and we'll get that in a second, what I'm going to suggest that we do is that we approve it subject simply to Bart providing us with some words over the next couple of days that we can just confirm we're comfortable with the remit, if you like, of the study group.
Let's wait till we hear what we're supposed to do.
I'm just waiting for Bart.
If I recall correctly, we were asked for a report.
Yes, I think that's right. A report on how we could... Advice to the board on the best way of making CCTLDs not use wildcards, but that's a paraphrase.
That was your interpretation.
Yes. Is Bart going to read it?
Yeah, when he finds it.
Oh. No, I just.
He's got to find it first.
To be looking.
Yes, Yana.
Chris, just to make things clear, the study group is just going to do the study, and then it's going to be up to the council, right?
Yes, that's correct. How are we doing, Bart? It's on the ICANN website in the board minutes under resolutions. It's in Kim's email if you've got your computer open. Patricia.
Yeah, Francisco Arias just kindly provided me with the link.
This interweb is a wonderful thing.
Yes, after several considerations, the relevant part would be...
You read it out.
The board requests that the CCNSO provide a report on mechanisms that could be employed to ensure that redirections and syntheses at the top level are effectively prohibited. That's the part that's relevant to the CCNSO.
Exactly. So what they've asked us to do is tell them how to do it. And so we can go back to them and say, we don't know how to do it. Or we can go back to them and say all sorts of things. But I don't think we should do anything until we're clear what it is that we're talking about. Yes.
Doesn't that assume that the outcome of this study is that they shouldn't be allowed?
Yes, it does. So it assumes that's what the resolution assumes.
Yeah.
The resolution assumes that they've made a decision that there shouldn't be wildcards at the top level, and now it's incumbent upon us to tell them how to do it. And that's actually not correct. That's why we are... what I want us to do is first be fully informed. Once we're fully informed, then we can work out what to do next. So all we're talking about here is becoming fully informed.
I agree with that, but I think that since it was a formal request, our response should be in the couched in formal terms.
But we're not making a response at the moment, and we haven't been asked to make a response at any particular time.
We've been asked to give a report.
Yeah, but not in a particular time frame, Dottie. And we're just not ready to do that yet. So it's pretty simple and straightforward. Let's get educated. Let's make sure we're clear what we're talking about here. Let's be able to answer authoritatively. And when we get together in Nairobi, let's figure out what to do next, which may well be to produce the report or whatever.
Isn't there a bit of a binding policy trap on this one if we're not careful?
Absolutely. Yeah. We accept that wildcards shouldn't be there, then that surely fits fairly and squarely into the scope of the CCNSO, doesn't it?
But that should be decided through a PDP process,
correct,
et cetera.
Correct. So, and I don't want to preempt anything here, but one response might be, well, thank you for your resolution. If you want the CCs to be enrolled in the drive to abolish wildcards, then the only way to do that is actually to ask us if we'd consider doing a policy development process. But until we know what we're talking about, I don't think we can say that.
It's just important we understand what area we're getting into.
Absolutely. I mean, there are other alternatives. I mean, one alternative is to go back to the board and say, go change the protocol, change the standards, change the RFC. If you don't want wildcards, get the RFCs changed. And then CCs will abide by, most of them anyway, will abide by the technical standards. That's another possible response. All right? So what the idea is now is that Bart, over the next couple of days, will send us some words. As long as nobody objects to the words, we'll just get the working group... I'm doing it now. The study group. Youngham will put a call out for volunteers. Youngham will get it all together and we'll talk about it again in Nairobi. Okay? Yes, Youngham.
Although this is a study group and not a formal working group, we are still going to be able to get the help of the staff.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And Steve Crocker has indicated that he will provide us with as much help and input as he possibly can. It might not necessarily be him, but it'll be, you know, somebody else from the committee. Yes, Andre.
I'm sorry, I'm maybe late and maybe my note will not be very well accepted. However, is it smart to have a leader of the study group, somebody who is working for a registry that is doing wildcarding? Actually, wouldn't be in the results of the study group taken as from that perspective? And I'm sorry for the...
I don't think so. I mean, it's a report. It's something for us, and it's something being prepared for us. And I can't. I'm happy with what everybody else thinks. I don't have an issue with it. But.
I mean, it's quite right. There might be a perceived conflict.
Okay. Let me just push back on that one more time. It's an internal document for our use. So... Okay, I mean, I don't see it as being an issue, but I understand that others might. Patricia.
Yeah, I'm not volunteering for the job, but perhaps it could solve this thing a little if you appointed two co-chairs and
okay.
one
that's
not involved in this.
That's a good idea. All right, well, and you'll be all right with that, Youngham, presumably. Okay, so in that case, Patricia, now that you've actually raised the question, do we have someone else who's prepared to volunteer, Andre?
Yeah. Yes, I know.
Thank you very much.
I have to volunteer.
Good. Excellent. All right. Next is an update on delegation, redelegation, retirement working group. Bart's note says the board resolution on retirement of CCTLDs, progress of the working group, and a potential amendment to the charter. Due to the anticipated working method and its impact on the duration of the activities of the working group, the current process and the schedule don't match. The schedule and duration of the working group will need to be adjusted to accommodate the proposed working method. That's a circular sentence if ever I saw one. Under process as defined in the charter, the working group will close at Brussels. According to the proposed working group method, the final report and recommendation of the working group is scheduled to be submitted in some time after that. So, Bart, what do we actually need to do?
This works.
Yes, it does.
At this stage, we're waiting for the working method
to be finalized
and adopted by the working group.
Okay.
Once it's done, I'll update the charter and
Excellent.
Send it to you to adopt it. That's it.
Just so that just so everybody understands, the reason for that is we did have a working group meeting the other day, but we're having a second one tomorrow because a number of people weren't able to come to the first one. So we had a first one, and now we're having a second one, and hopefully consensus will be reached and everything will be fine. And I can see members of the audience smiling.
So you can expect the charter by Friday.
Yes. So this is a reporting issue, so thank you very much, Bart. Number four is the Strategic and Operational Planning Working Group. This is in respect to the survey. We will be publishing this obviously on our website, and I felt that it would be useful to actually specifically send it to the board. Now, Leslie's pointed out quite rightly that If we send it to the board, it is quite a big document, and it will probably not be looked at. So what we should... Yes, Leslie.
If I can help. Firstly, I think we ought to note some thanks to Sarah for organising the survey. The suggestion was that we provide a one- or two-pager to the board because that might get a little bit more attention. And also, I think there's another issue that we ought to highlight. There will need to be some consultation on the strategic plan in between now and our next meeting. The timing of the strat plan makes that quite difficult.
Okay, that third point's a separate point, isn't it? It's not connected.
It's
right.
Something for the council to note, because we will need to figure out a way of doing that.
Yes. Okay, so in respect to sending something to the board, I propose that we get Bart to draft a simple one-pager of the summary of the survey, if you like, and then we send that with a link that says, here's the sort of overview and the highlights, if you like, and then please feel free to click on the link and read the rest of it. Is everybody all right with that? Byron?
I'm certainly fine with that.
And obviously Bart will send that out to everybody. And in respect to the actual survey itself I agree, Leslie, the council, I think, should formally thank Sarah and Byron and the other members of the working group for the extraordinary effort put into that survey. Byron.
Yeah, can I just make the point that the group is far bigger than me, and my personal name just keeps coming up. There are lots of people who worked on this,
mm-hmm.
The group. So,
but no one's suggesting that it was just you.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, you know, I'm typically Canadian, so we don't like to hear our own name all the time.
Okay, the bloke that leads the SOP.
Thank you. I'm much more comfortable with that.
I think if we could minute the council's thanks to the SOP and everyone involved in that would be fantastic. And the third thing is, yes, Leslie, I also agree that the dates are, what are the consultancy, the timeline dates, Byron?
Without going through the full work back schedule, basically the committee's going to put out some material for the community to help in terms of providing information, but fundamentally the community's going to have about 30 days to actually digest it and submit any comments that they have, and that time period is going to be between mid-December and mid-January.
Okay.
So once we put those materials out, you know, there is not that much time to act and participate.
And the way that comments are made is comments can obviously be made individually just through the normal comments system, but are you going to specifically seek comments to the SOP or not?
No. Our okay. goal is strictly to facilitate and encourage participation by the individual CCTLDs. As part of that, we're going to be providing some materials and ideally sort of easy reading,
okay.
The snapshot of it to facilitate that. But really, it's just about facilitating and promoting individuals to then submit.
Leslie?
As a practical point, I mean, the time frame is just really silly. But apart from that, I think it's quite... lost my words. I suspect there will be some CCs making input at an early stage that other CCs will be able to lift from,
as opposed to making us
all reinvent the wheel.
That's right. That's what I was sort of headed to. It would be useful if there was a lead document or a couple of lead documents, and if the minutes could note that Leslie was lost for words, that would be appreciated. So if some of us at least could make an effort to try and get some lead documents out there so that others could look at them, and that would be useful.
Understood.
Yeah. Welcome, Jan. Okay. That's just a note to make, and we don't need to do anything formal, do we? No. Okay. The next one is our favourite subject, geographic names in new GTLD in top levels. What I think came out of this morning's discussion is that we simply need to... I'm not even sure you can re-establish something that's ad hoc, because by definition it's ad hoc and therefore doesn't need to be re-established. But anyway, re-establish the ad hoc working group which the terrible twins chair, and prepare a letter to the board and a submission to the public comment process. And I know that Hilda and Annabeth have already been talking to Becky and have now formed the terrible triplets, and they. You need to use the mic so Oscar can hear you. Who have we added to the working group?
Peter Van Ross is going to work with us.
Okay, so we need to come up with a new name then.
He might be a leavening force in the group, though.
That's right. So I think if everyone's comfortable with that, does that need to be a formal resolution, Bart? No, it's just okay. And everyone's clear on the timeline, and Becky and Hilda and Annabeth and Peter will work on everything. And okay, excellent. That's that. And Martin as well. Right. So we've now gone to a quintet. I don't know any other words that begin with a Q, so I'm a bit. Yeah.
Quarreling?
Qantas begins with a Q. Item number 6 is the adoption of the updated charter of the tech working group. That was being submitted. Everyone should have had a copy of it. It includes the addition of the IANA liaison work, and the working group, once the charter is approved, will be calling for new members. So is there any discussion on the terms of the charter? Or any comments to make on that? Everybody seems to... Peter, hang on. Patricio
the
first.
The agenda item says the Tech Day Working Group. I think that's...
It's the Tech Working... Yes, it's the Tech Working Group. Yes. Peter, did you want to say something?
In point 6, I think it's great to have a public mailing list where everybody can join in. I don't think it's very appropriate to call those people lurkers, which I think for the majority of the community has some negative connotation.
Eberhard's favorite word.
Yeah. It may eventually turn down to that. I think
observers.
We should approach
observers. Perhaps would be a better
more
term.
Positive, yeah.
Subject to the removal of the word lurkers and its replacement with the word observers. Are there any other comments, or Paulos? You need to use the microphone.
Just two things. Reporting structure for the group. Maybe it should be reporting to the council rather than to the wider CCTO.
Standard, isn't it? That's standard.
Yeah, so I think that's in section 6. And the life of the group is infinite. Do we need...
Can you... Bart?
Does it work? This is one of those working groups which organises some meetings. In principle, it's infinite due to its nature.
I mean, it can be stopped at any time because the council can simply decide to roll it up. Yes, Leslie.
Apologies, this is a bit of a procedural point. But this is a new working group technically because it wasn't a technical working group previously. There wasn't an official technical working group, it was a tech day working group, wasn't it? No?
I'm confused, I thought it was.
My procedural point was surely we should wait until there are new members before electing the posts for that, whereas the charter proposes those posts currently.
Yes, actually, that's a fair point.
And I don't mean that as a criticism of the people concerned.
No.
But normally from the previous working groups we've done,
yes,
the new members and the existing members decide on the posts.
Yes.
Or maybe I'm wrong.
No, that's quite right. So a couple of things. I thought it was actually the tech working group. My recollection was that it was a tech working group that we set up and one of the things that it was doing was Tech Day. It did have a charter. Yes, it has a charter, and what we have done is now changed that charter to bring in the IANA stuff. So I think that's fine. But I think the point about office holders or whatever you want to call them and new members with new members is correct. And I think probably that that would be sensible, but is that what we'd be doing is saying this charter will be approved once the new members are, and they make a call.
If you look at the charter itself, its members and chair are appointed by the CCNSO Council. So once you adopt the charter, then you can appoint Eberhard again as chair.
Yes. So what you're saying is it's not actually the members who appoint the chair, yeah, but I would argue. Then that's I accept that, but I would argue that I would want. I would want the whole of that working group to endorse an appointment by the council of a chair. So I would want all of that working group to have an opportunity to put themselves forward to be the chair if they wanted to. I'm not suggesting anybody will, but they should be able to. So is there any issue with us simply calling now for members and then...
And revisit this again.
Well, I don't really want to revisit it again. It's more. Yes, Paulus.
I also struggled to find the charter for this working group. I don't think there was.
Yes, there was. Absolutely, there is a formal charter, and it is the charter that we used to amend to create this one. So it does exist, and it's there. But I don't know where it is. But Bart can find it for us. So the issue we have here is no one, as far as I can see, no one has an issue with the charter. What we have, apart from the lurkers. So what we're talking about is whether we should approve the charter and then have a call for new members, or whether we should have a call for new members and then approve the charter. Andre has found the charter. It's 18th of June 2006, and it's... It's on a web. What's the URL? Oh, you don't. You just have it on your website, on your computer. Okay. So the question is: should we call for the members? Say this is the draft charter to be approved as soon as possible when we know who the new members are. Is that what you're saying, Wesley?
It was indeed, and the outcome may well be the same. It's just I don't want us to get accused of not following our own procedures.
Beaten into submission, I think, is the expression. Okay, so we'll agree to put a call out for new members, and to put the charter forward for the next call. Is that all right? Okay, excellent. Is that all right with everybody else? Seems to be all right with Bart, so that's a win. Okay, thank you. The Incident Response Planning Working Group was established as an ad hoc working group. Activities under its current charter are limited to planning, and this ad hoc working group is due to close at this meeting. The high-level plan has been presented, and there need to be some details provided on aspects of it. The proposed purpose of the working group and scope of its activities now also include implementation activities in cooperation with ICANN. The working group proposes that Norm Ritchie be the chair and the vice chair be elected by the members of the working group, and the closure date of the working group be when the implementation of the work plan is completed. So the proposal is to adopt a new charter and appoint Norm Ritchie from CIRA as chair of the working group. And again, that document has been sent out to everybody. Is there any discussion on this? Questions on the charter? Excellent. Nothing. So in that case, I think we can formally resolve to adopt the proposed charter and to appoint Norm Ritchie as the chair of the working group. And look forward to hearing from them again in Nairobi. Yes, I'm getting there. So, can I get a proposer for that resolution? Dottie. Thank you, Dottie. Anyone seconding, sorry? Andre, thank you. Anyone against? No, we've got a seconder. Anyone against? So everyone is in favour. Oscar?
Yes, in favour.
You thought we weren't going to talk to you at all, didn't you?
I'm sorry?
You thought we weren't going to talk to you at all, didn't you? So that's everyone's in favour, so that's adopted. Thank you very much. Number 8 is the is the amended charter of the joint GNSO, CCNSO, IDN working group, the JIG. Under the current charter, the working group closes here in Seoul, unless both the GNSO and the CCNSO councils agree to extend its duration. We, those of you who were at the lunch with the GNSO on Monday, we had a chat about this, and I think both the GNSO and the CCNSO, well, those CCNSO people that were there felt that there are still issues in respect to IDNs that are cross G, cross C, in respect to our policy development process, and in respect to their launch of IDN GTLDs. And so the suggestion is that now that we have actually appointed the members of that working group, and that we extend the life of that working group until the IDN CCTLD policy development process produces some recommendations, or the new GTLD implementation plan is adopted. Any questions or discussion on that? Okay, so in that case, can I have somebody to formally propose that, please? Hiro, thank you. Seconder? Anyone second Byron? Thank you. Is everyone in favour? All those in favour? Yes. Oscar?
Yes, in favour.
Thank you. Is there anyone against? No. No abstentions? No. Okay, that one's resolved as well. Good. Number 9. We have received a request from .sg Singapore to conduct a survey among CCTLD managers on GAC cooperation and competition with other TLDs. The objective is written here. With the AOC and GAC playing a significant role in ICANN, how can the CCNSO leverage on the changes to work more closely with the GAC given the nature of our constitution? How can the CCTLD managers compete more effectively with other TLDs? Survey results will be analysed and shared with members, and a presentation could be made at the meeting. Now, the proposal, Bart, appears to be to allow the survey, but until such time as we see the survey... it has actually been sent, has it? Oh, I haven't seen it. I'm sorry. I apologise. Hi.
Sorry. If I made just a clarification, it's not from the .sg CCTLD per se. It was actually... we're just forwarding the request from Mr. Guowei in his academic capacity to conduct the survey.
Yes.
Right. Secondly, the survey question has been circulated to the members. He's alright if the council decides that the question needs to be amended, removed or added. Yeah, so it is up to the council to amend the survey questions as it fits. Yeah, so please feel free to comment.
Did you have your hand up, Leslie?
I was going to ask something similar, actually, because I lacked the context for this.
Yes.
But also in terms of the survey itself, as is currently presented, I'm not sure it answers the questions that are being proposed.
I agree.
So I think there's some further work to do.
My suggestion would be that we ask the survey queen over there to liaise with the guys who so far have put the survey up and actually work it into something that Gabby feels comfortable putting forward to us for approval as a survey. Is that okay with everybody? Did you want to say something, Donnie? Hang on. I mean, I'm not suggesting that we will ever think it's sensible, but I mean, we should look. Yes.
Can you describe exactly who in Singapore requested this? I mean, at what level did
but
it happen?
Can I just ask a question?
No.
So I understand the request is to forward this survey to the CCTLD community email list.
Yes.
Well, that has nothing to do with the council, really, does it?
I'm sorry, I'm confused. I thought that I understood from the conversation that I had with you that you were asking us to do a survey.
The agenda says to conduct a survey.
Yes. I'm confused. I thought you were asking us to do it. What you're actually asking us to do is to send something out on your behalf to someone else. Which was not what I thought it was about.
Actually, it's like what Bart says, is to get the permission of the council for us to send this survey to the CCNSO member mailing list. Yeah, so
right.
That we require the permission,
okay,
of council. So it's not to get the council to send out in the, as the name of the, in the as a CCNSO council.
I understand.
Yeah.
Right. So. Okay.
To answer Dottie's question, it is not from the .hgcctld.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
no.
It is from Professor Wu in his personal academic kind of research.
It's academic research.
Mm.
But, Peter.
If it helps at all, most of the questions are similar, almost identical to the questions from the APTLD survey, and we are currently running through the last phase of organizing a joint survey, which will also include these questions.
Mm.
The only question that, from the top of my mind, is not addressed is how can a CCTLD compete more?
With other TLDs.
With other TLDs. Maybe with some more background we can add it to it. So that might help.
It's funny, I was actually going to... I was going to suggest that actually this may be a more... It may be more appropriate to approach the regional organisations with this particular request rather than us. Yes, Youngham.
I don't think the content of the survey is at issue here. I think the issue here is whether we are going to allow... forwarding of messages or requests by individuals.
I agree. I'd suggest that what we do is go back and say, and suggest if it, and suggest that the four regional organisations are contacted, and that they, because then you can start having the conversation about the fact that a lot of this work may already have been done. And it's public, and here you need, this is where you need to go, etc. And I think that's probably the best way of dealing with it. Does anyone have a problem with that? Anyone else want to say anything? Youngham, your hand's up again.
But then the issue would still be with the regional organizations as to whether they are going to allow for the forwarding on their list. So it's
yes, but that's
so
up to them.
So we're just bouncing it off to them. Okay.
Well, I think my personal view is that I had misunderstood, and my personal view is that I don't think it's an appropriate use of our mailing list to send out somebody else's. So I'm not saying it could never happen, but I don't think it's an appropriate use. I think there are plenty of other ways of getting information out there and access out there. Leslie.
I mean, just to support Peter's point, this information already exists following a survey by centre, more or less. There's a danger we'll get CCNSO survey fatigue. So if it already exists, that may well be a great source already.
That is another. That's true, and it's also an extremely good point. Is up until now, the surveys that we've done have always been effectively been endorsed by the members before we've sent them out. We've never sort of just willy-nilly decided it'd be a great idea to send out a survey, so here you go. We've said, would you like us to send out a survey? And if the answer's been yes, then that's been fine. So I think that the best way of dealing with it is to send a note back that says, thank you, but we think this is a more appropriate way to go. And yes, Youngham?
No.
Okay, your light was still on, that was all. This is a better way to go. But we can work something out on that score. Good. We've got the liaison updates before we get to that. Do we have anything else that anyone wants to raise? Have we missed anything from the last couple of days that we need to deal with? I don't think we have, but Patricia.
Two things. I think we have some councillors that will be leaving the council at the end of this meeting, or not?
Next meeting.
Okay. Next meeting.
Next meeting. We are so efficient, Patricio,
okay,
that we elect our people well in advance. So it's actually the next meeting.
Okay, because yeah. I was prepared to recognize Oscar Robles, who has been heroically participating in this meeting at like 3 a.m. or so for him.
There's nothing great about not having been to bed. I mean.
No, and the second thing is that I mentioned at the end of the last meeting, last physical meeting, that perhaps we should work on a written report to be presented on Friday morning, and
yes.
I was going to ask if there was some action in that direction.
Bart's doing it. But the idea is that it will be sent out. So the goal is that it will be done sort of this evening, tomorrow morning. It will be sent out, and then everyone can have a look at it and make their comments should they wish to do so. Anything else? Yes, Youngham.
I know GAC spends a lot of time drafting the their communique, and although I mean mailing this, I think could work. I remember one of those meetings way back then where we actually had a drafting committee or drafting group. Sorry.
Yes, we used to, and what happened was that it was we called it a communique as well, and it was read out, etc., and it just kind of disappeared into the bowels of ICANN, and was, you know, and in the end what happened was then they said, no, we don't have time for all of that, you just come up with one slide and make a few report notes, etc. So then what happened was that we used to get up with one, never with one slide, don't believe in slides, but get up with and then talk very briefly. And behind that, there was a document that we lodged that said this many CCs met, this is it, this etc. Which is where we're headed to now with Bart's thing. But the GAC has a formal governmental reason that says it has to read out the communique. I actually don't think we need to necessarily do that. I generally manage to pick up the main points that need to be said. The thought of standing there reading word for word. Unnecessary, but let's see what Bart produces. It's history, exactly. Let's see what Bart. When I rest my case, let's see what Bart produces, and then if everyone's happy with that methodology, we'll force. But certainly, it exists. It will exist as a document, and it will be lodged, and it will be on the website.
Yes, agreed. But I think that if we are faced with some issues where we need to make a stand. I think in the future, I propose that we leave that option open.
No, I agree, and let's be clear. I mean, the document itself, I imagine, will say a fair bit about geographic names, just as an example. And my job is actually to extract the bits of that document. Look, frankly, we're past the stage of trying to impress the board by just how many CCTLDs turned up and how many there were in the room. It's in the document, but it doesn't have to be read out. What needs to be dealt with is the real stuff, the real issues that need to be sorted out. So that's my job, is to extract those from the written document and actually present them. Okay, any other business before we move on? Yes, Leslie.
I'd just like to say welcome to the new members.
Oh, yes, of course.
Which we seem to have missed.
New members of the CC NSO, yes, but they all had a welcome email.
They did, but we used to do it much more nicely.
Well, we're so big now, we haven't got time. Yes, well, how many? We've had quite a few new members since our last meeting. We have, I'm going to struggle to remember who they all were now, but we have .eu. Leslie, you'll have them at your fingertips since you mentioned it.
Oops, no, I haven't.
Gabby's got the microphone.
Gabby will have them, and I know that I think we need another three before we get to 100,
yes.
Which would be a major achievement and a milestone.
It certainly will. I think we should actually note in the minutes that we welcome the new members since the last meeting. They are Gabby.
That's Albania, .cc. Cocos Island.
Yes.
Tanzania and .eu.
.eu. Right. So four for this tranche, so three for the next meeting, no problem at all. So if we could if we could just minute that we that the council welcomes those new members. Thank you. Anything else? Okay, so Ron, your report is tabled. So, what do we normally do? Goodbye, you had your hand up. No, you need the microphone, but.
Next council calls. So, once a month, we need to start scheduling.
We don't have a schedule, do we? Yes, in principle. So I think so. Shall we just get some dates out, Gabby, and see how we go? December. It's usually sort of the teens of the month, so that ought to be reasonably okay for December and January. Thank you, Bart. What do we want to do with the liaison updates? Do you want to deliver? And Ron, do you want to come? Do you want to talk to us? Hang on a second, because Oscar can't hear you, so let's just get you a microphone.
I was always taught that the finest presentations leave no room for questions.
Absolutely.
I have submitted my report with support documentation. I'd be delighted to answer questions if there are any.
I think at this stage it's unlikely. I'm happy to take any if there are, but I think unless anyone has anything that they want to ask. Did you have one you wanted to deliver? Something you wanted to deliver? Yeah? So, Ron, I think we don't have any questions at this stage, although I suspect that there will be discussion about about your report, and I suspect it's something we'll return to on our next council call.
Okay. The open question that was noted was the sole meeting between the parties.
Yes, which Cheryl and I are still trying to find time to do.
We don't have a date yet. Time yet.
No, I actually had another meeting with Cheryl today, which didn't work out, and that's the third one we've tried to have since we got here. So, I wouldn't hold out that much hope, but we may get there if we're lucky.
All right.
Thank you. And can. Sorry. Thanks, Gabby.
Similarly, I will be sending the written report to the council, but I just want to highlight one thing. Slow down. Right. I think as most everybody will know now, by now, the new GNSO chair has been elected this morning. So Chuck Gomez is now the new chair for the GNSO. Wonder if the CCNL Council would like to send a congratulatory note to the new chair and the vice chairs.
That's stretching it a bit, isn't it? I mean,
shouldn't it be a commiseration note?
That's right, exactly. Dear Chuck, do you know what you've let yourself in for? I've already sent him a personal note, but I think yes, that would be an excellent idea. Thank you. We'll do that. So for those that aren't up to date, the vice chair, there's two vice chairs, one of each of the houses of the GNSO. It's Olga Cavalli on the non-contracting side, and it's Stefan Van Gelder on the contracting side, and Chuck has risen to the heady heights of chair. I will, Bart, if you could remind me to send a note, I'll do that later. Thank you. And may I say that I'm very much looking forward to seeing how the new GNSO structure operates over the next few meetings. One last point, just under any other business, that's the review, the CCNSO review, just so that everybody is aware. I mean, Marco came and did a report to the members. What I'm proposing is that Marco wants... I'm going to be in London in a couple of weeks' time. The idea is that they will come and meet with me and hopefully Bart, and we'll do a history lesson, and we'll go back to the beginning and explain, etc. And then at the end of that, my intention is to say to them, now, what do we need to do in order to enable you to communicate with us? And so then at our next council call, we'll be able to say, right, well, what they've done is they've asked us to set up a mailing list, or they've asked us to do whatever, and we can talk about what that is. And then they will obviously not be able to talk to all 97 members of the CCNSO, but they'll be able to talk to a significant number of those, I would have thought. And certainly they'll be talking to everybody on the council. So that's what's happening so far on that. All right. Well, if there isn't any other business, I guess we can close the meeting with a reminder that we have a CCNSO dinner tomorrow night for those of us that are still here. And I believe that Gabby has all the registrations and has all the details and all of the tickets for those who have registered. Oscar, thank you very much for being prepared to get up or not go to bed, depending on which one you've done.
Thank you very much for calling me.
Is there a chance of seeing you in Nairobi?
Yes, very lucky.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we look forward to seeing you there. Thank you, Oscar. And I
Me too, thank you.
I declare Bye-bye. The meeting closed. I'm sorry, Christina.
No problem.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.